This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
When I'm looking for classic go-to recipes on Thanksgiving, I usually think of the Joy of Cooking cookbook. I'm old-fashioned. If you want something more modern with mouth-watering photos to boot, a new place to find ideas is on Instagram, of course. Melissa King is a social media heavyweight, a former Top Chef finalist, and a modern pop-up chef extraordinaire. She's here to talk about how tech is changing your moves in the kitchen. Hey, Melissa, what's a popular piece of kitchen tech right now?
There's a product called Nomiku, which is a at-home sous vide machine. What's cool about the product is it's Wi-Fi based, so you can use it on your app or on your iPad.
You can sous vide from the couch.
Exactly, yeah.
Why do people love it so much? I understand the sort of perfect cook-through thing, but I like crunch and char and like texture.
Yeah. I think there's a time and a place for sous vide, and sous vide is a great way to create consistency in your products. We use it in restaurants to make sure every steak in-house is cooked to your mid-rare right before you sear it and kind of create that char. So you can still, you know, bridge those flavors in
okay.
and those techniques, but it just kind of creates consistency. And at home, you know, it does really provide an incredible product. Like you'll have a steak that melts in your mouth.
All right. So you got to give me a couple of winter Thanksgiving holiday recipe ideas.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I grew up in a really Chinese household, and I grew up on roast duck with Chinese sticky rice. And really what it is, it's sticky rice with shiitake mushrooms, a little bit of dried Chinese scallops, and Chinese sausage. And that's something that I always have for Thanksgiving. It's kind of become a traditional side dish at home. So that's one of my favorites.
That sounds incredible.
It's easy to make too. You can just do it in your rice cooker. Other holiday things, you know, I actually do sous vide coffee butter, and I think it's just perfect for like your morning toast. I've learned to kind of bridge it into holiday soups. So like I'll have sort of a celery root pureed soup with like granola and spices and a little bit of coffee butter on top. And it's delicious. It just kind of has that warm holiday feeling in the morning when you eat it on your toast.
Any opportunity to get caffeine onto my toast as well as in my mug is one I would take.
Exactly.
Can you tell me how that works?
It's so easy. You literally take coffee beans and butter and you put it into either like a jar or a bag. And I put it in a water bath at 90 degrees Celsius and I leave it in there. I just sort of set it and forget it for 3 to 4 hours. And all that sort of caffeine and coffee aroma absorbs into the butter. And then you strain it. Next thing you know, you got coffee butter. You can put on everything.
That's amazing. Melissa King, thank you so much for talking with us.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.